Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind here on MSG. Brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital, I'm Bob Pop. Over the next half hour, we look back at the Giants' win against the Green Bay Packers to break it down. Former two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, this team's starting to play with a different level of confidence now, stringing together four wins in a row.
Yeah, I think when you start to play as a unit, both sides of the ball, the confidence just continues to grow, and you don't have to worry about a lot of the little things because you're starting to take care of those.
Giants get the ball first. They pick up a couple first downs, but they're forced to punt the football away. So the Packers start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, and they go three and out. So Green Bay is forced to punt when the Giants make their first of several big plays on the day.
So it's fourth and seven. In to punt is Tim Mastey. Takes the snap. Good. High climbing kick. Reuben Randall just outside the numbers at the 26. Makes the first man miss. Accelerates to the 30. Cuts to the 40. Randall still on his feet. Cuts left to the 45 and tackled at the Packers 43-yard line. A 51-yard punt. But a 33-yard return for Randall. The longest of his career.
Well, Carl, the Giant punt team has not been very successful this year, but Randall's 32-yard return gives them a huge spark.
Yeah, this was kind of one of those games where the special teams really need to make a mark and say, hey, look, we're not going to be a liability in a game of this magnitude, and right away they got it going.
All right, now the Giants get the ball, great field position, but they get called for a penalty on Booth. But on a second and 20, Brandon Myers has a 15-yard catch, and then you couple that on the third and five, where Eli Manning audibilizes to a run and Andre Brown runs for a first down. So good to see the tight end in the mix and the fact that the Giants are willing to run it on a third and five, not just throw it.
Yeah, I think that was a great mix because they didn't expect Eli to want to go to a tight end of all people with the receivers that they have. And then getting a third and five, breaking the tradition there and going with a run.
All right, so the guy who put the Giants in good field position gets the Giants on the board.
Manning back to throw. Steps up, climbs the pocket. Fastball over the middle. Caught by Riddle at the five. To the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. 26-yard touchdown pass to Reuben Randall. And the Giants are on the board first against the Packers.
We want to get out and play fast. And, we knew if we got on the board fast and kept the train, kept our foot on their throats, we'd come out with a victory, and that's what we did.
Carl, Eli had all day to find Reuben Randall in the middle of the field. Excellent pass protection by the offensive line.
Yeah, once again, when the run game is effective, it opens up a lot of different things and, again, has been really good for them.
All right, so Green Bay gets the ball back and another three and out. So the Giants take over at their own 22. And this drive highlighted by a 30-yard pass play to Victor Cruz. Cruz also had a 9-yard catch in here. The big plays have been few and far between this year, Carl, but you see them starting to develop a little bit more.
Well, yeah, you're starting to see the big plays develop off of the new offensive philosophy, if you will. So you're going to see some more down-the-field passes, but you haven't had the need for the big play either. When you stay in third and short, you can start to get those 9 and 10-yarders, but the 30-yard is always great.
All right, so the first quarter ends with the Giants in front 7-0. They have the ball in Packers territory. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the second quarter. Giants lead the Packers 7-0. A couple plays into the second quarter, Josh Brown with a 40-yard field goal, so it's now 10-0 Giants. Packers get the ball back. They drive it downfield, Carl, but the Giant defense is resilient in the fact that they keep them out of the end zone and they hold them to a field goal.
Again, a great opportunity for the Giants defense to stand up, keep them out of the end zone, which is great.
The Giants' next possession starts at their own 11-yard line. Right away, Manning to Randall for 12. Highlighted in this drive, the Giants are able to get some pass plays to Jarrell Jernigan for 13 yards. In fact, they had a third and one in Packers territory, and Eli Manning goes over the top to Victor Cruz. Probably a play the Giants wish they would have had back because that one was open for a touchdown.
Yeah, that's one of those plays where Eli, you're accustomed to seeing Eli routinely drop that one in. it was underthrown and became a jump ball.
But you could tell that the Giants were thinking we're going to go for it on fourth down,
yes,
because they did with Jacobs. And again, physical, Jacobs picks up the first down.
Yeah, downhill running, you can't say enough about the job that the offensive line did when they needed to get that yard.
Cruz had a 9-yard catch in this sequence. You sprinkle in another 10-yard run by Andre Brown. Then the Giants get a little bogged down at first and 10 at the 14-yard line. An incomplete pass to Akeem Nix, a pass play to Reuben Randall that loses a yard, and then the old turnover bug bites the Giants again.
Manning back to throw, has time, throws one to his left, and a diving interception made by Tremont Williams. Gets back up, chased by Cordell, dances left, still on his feet. Randall trying to get him to the ground and finally does at the 20-yard line.
Sometimes bad plays happen. We do need to eliminate them. But I think for the most part, we're on the same page. And guys made some outstanding plays today. But again, there is room for improvement. Obviously, an interception down the green zone can be costly and can't afford to have those.
Nice diving interception by Tremont Williams, but Carl, it's really a throw. Eli's putting it into a spot, and Lewis Murphy Jr. evidently was not in the right place.
Yeah, they didn't look like they read the coverage the same way, but from the looks of it, the defensive back took an inside position. The safety was shading over that way, too, so the obvious place to put the ball was to the outside towards the sideline, and Murphy ran to the inside.
All right, so the Packers move the ball, but the Giants force a punt. But, Carl, they throw the ball on first down with a minute 18 to go, which stops the clock. It's incomplete. Then Manning runs for 3 yards, a short pass to Nix, and they leave time on the clock for Green Bay. Did they kind of mishandle the end of that half a little?
Well, I think they wanted to try to change possession, field position on that first pass play, and it didn't happen. So they went back into just more conservative mode.
All right, well, to the Packers' credit and young quarterback Scott Tolzien, and they moved the ball down the field, and they try a field goal near the end of the first half.
Crosby set. Snap is clean. Kick on its way. Plenty of length. It's driving toward the goalpost, and it is good! Mason Crosby with a 57-yard field goal.
Crosby hits the long field goal, and Carl, do you go to the locker room as a Giants player a little deflated? You play a dominant style first half. You're only winning by 4 points.
Well, I don't know if you're deflated. You just know that you got some work to do, just adjustments that you have to make.
Packers get the ball to start the third quarter. We'll tell you about it when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the third quarter. Packers with the ball. Giants up 10-6. And the Giants, well, Carl, they've given up some big pass plays. In the first half, Jones had a 45-yarder. The tight end had a big play. On this first drive, Jordy Nelson with 29-yarder. They've been so good preventing this. What's the breakdown that you're seeing?
Well, I think they had a high-risk defense called on those particular plays, meaning zero coverage in the middle of the field. They were bringing pressure, and they were saying, if he can beat us to the outside, he's going to have to make a great throw. And each time he did make a great throw.
All right, so the Packers face a second and 11 at the Giants' 49-yard line when the Giants' defense comes up huge.
Tolzien, play fake, back to throw. Zips it over the middle, intercepted at the 40-yard line by a leaping John Beeson. Cuts right, gets hit, and gets knocked down, and then spins ahead, fighting for extra yards. Never went down. Beeson fights and gets to midfield. Wow, what a play by John Beeson.
Beeson's been a godsend, man. And we always, talk about, how short he is. But the floating joke on the sideline was the quarterback threw the ball about 4 feet in the air, and he still had to jump to get it. Again, man, he's really came in and uplifted our spirits with his play and just his enthusiasm for the game. And, he's a true warrior and a true leader on that football field.
I told you guys, I get it. Somebody said that the ball was thrown by that high, you jumped up and got it.
No, but it's the same thing. I was sucked up on the play fake.
No, I'm just saying, though, about that high.
That's about it.
John Beeson with his first interception as a Giant, and Carl, you could talk about this play better than anybody, having played linebacker,
yeah.
But it brought a smile to your face when you saw it happen. What did he do?
It was, you call it pattern reading. He sat back, he looked at the formation, And just based on the events, he knew something was coming, instinctively knew something was coming behind him. He put himself right in the throwing lane.
Is that film study, preparation, experience, all of the above?
All of the above, and he's a Pro Bowler. He understands how offenses work. He's not a reactive guy. Some things are predetermined, and he can put himself in position.
So now the Giants go right up top, and Akeem Nix has a 35-yard catch. But the Giants get bogged down in the red zone. They have to settle for a field goal. So it's 13-6 in favor of the Giants. Now the Packers get the ball at their own 13-yard line, and again, they move the ball downfield. Pass play to Corliss for 19 yards. They're hitting plays against the Giants. Now on a 4th and 12, they punt the football away, but Lewis Murphy Jr. is called for running into the kicker. So now it's, instead of 4th and 12, it's 4th and 7. Looks like the Packers are going to punt. Not so fast, says Mike McCarthy.
Randall now back at the 8 on this 4th and 7. Mastel, they got a fake set up, and they throw out a direct snap and running off the right side, but near the first down, it's going to be close, is M.D. Jennings. The official on the far side has him spotted short. So the Giants were alert enough. They gave up 6 yards and 2 feet, and they'll take the football over at their own 36-yard line.
Carl, you know, the special teams for the Giants had a 32-yard punt return, and now the special teams alert. They stop the fake, and Ryan Mundy, Spencer Paysinger were on high alert here.
Yeah, good job by Spencer Paysinger in getting that tackle down before the first yard marker.
All right, so the Giants get a little momentum swing right there, and they start at their own 37-yard line. Cruz has catches of 8, 25, 14 yards in this drive. The Giants are moving the ball down the field, and Carl, it looks like they're getting into a rhythm here. Manning's spreading the ball around. Andre Brown has a catch. Brandon Myers has a catch. John Connor has a catch. It's kind of what this new-look offense is, isn't it?
It is. It gives you those options. It's not always a vertical, obvious receiver. It now becomes your tight end, your fullback, your running back.
After an Andre Brown run from the 3-yard line, it's 2nd and goal for the Giants at the 1 when they call on their old veteran running back.
Hand off Jacobs. He runs left to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants. And for Brandon Jacobs, his 4th rushing touchdown of the season.
BJ, you know, he's a big back. And, you know, last year I played most of the short yardage and goal line. And I was on the other end this week of, you know, Brandon coming to get me. Last year I was the guy coming to get, you know, Maud out. But, you know, it's all good. And, you know, as long as we get the score and we, you know, BJ keeps the pile moving, and we're good.
Carl, Brandon Jacobs had converted a 4th down earlier. They got Connor in the game, and boom, between Connor and Jacobs, Packers weren't stopping Brandon.
Yeah, battering rams they were, and Connor leads the way, and you know Brandon's running downhill. He's tough to stop.
All right, so the Giants now have the lead 20-6 as we come to the end of the 3rd quarter. The 3rd quarter ends with a Tolzien pass completion of 18 yards to Jordy Nelson. We'll tell you about the 4th quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the 4th quarter, Giants in front of the Packers, 20-6. But on the very first play of the 4th quarter, the Packers go on top once again, making another big play in the passing game, which sets up their first touchdown of the day.
Play fake, Tolzien back to throw. Deep set, deep ball down the right side. He's got a receiver, and the pass is caught on the run by Boykin. 53-yard pass play. Hand off Lacy, plows into the line, carries defenders to the end zone. Touchdown, Packers. Good hard running by Eddie Lacy.
The Giant defense gives up their first second-half touchdown in almost 5 games as Lacy runs it in from 4 yards out. But again, Carl, the big play to Jarrett Boykin over the top, 52-yarder. Is this something that the Giants need to get fixed, or is this one of the situations where you tip your cap to the other team?
I think you tip your cap to the quarterback and to the other team. And also know that that was for that particular game. You look at the next opponent coming up, the wide receiver dynamic is a little different. it's very doubtful that they'll leave some single coverage on wide receivers.
So the Packers are within one score. It's 20-13. The Giants get the ball back, and they have just a bad offensive series. Eli Manning gets sacked a couple of times. They have to punt the ball away. So the Packers, down 20-13, take over first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Plenty of time to go. 10:55 to go in the ball game when our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game occurs.
Colzine takes the snap. Pass intercepted as he threw it right. Picked up by a jumping Jason Pierre-Paul, and he runs it in for the touchdown. He jumped right in the passing lane, just as he did last year in Dallas. And finally, Carl, you could say you're down with JPP, the 28-yard TD.
Honestly, I caught it before it even happened in the huddle. And sure enough, that was a play, you know what I mean? So, Justin Tuck, want to say something?
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
I just want y'all to know, in the huddle, before the play took place, he said, I am about to pick this. And a word that I can't repeat. But he said, I'm about to pick this. It's the best thing I ever seen in my life. I just wanted to say that. Because he said,
I was in line. I was in line, but like I said, I called it and I took it to the house.
Jason Pierre-Paul gets his second career pick six. That's our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here. And, Carl, I know we called it in the huddle, as the players talked about, but then he actually did it, which explain how hard that is to come out of a three-point stance, start coming upfield, stick your hands up, and not even bobble the ball. It's like they threw it to him.
Well, and he made the adjustment to put himself in the throwing lane, too. Most defensive linemen would be going up the field. Even if they got their hands up, they could hope just to tip the ball. He actually positioned himself as if the pass was to him.
That gave the Giants a two-score lead at 27-13. Packers go three and out on their next possession. Giants pick up a couple first downs. They punt the football away. So the Packers still have a life with 4 minutes to go. They start at their own 17-yard line. They're moving the ball down the field, but the Giants get pressure on the quarterback, which leads to yet another turnover.
Colzine takes a knee-high snap. He's back to throw. He gets hit, avoids the sack from Tuck. Now he's it down the middle of the field, intercepted by a sliding Ontrell Roll, and he stays down at the 14. But, Carl, that was all a result of the pressure on the quarterback. Ontrell Roll gets his fourth pick of the year.
We've put the blinders on, honestly. We're not listening to the good, the bad, or the ugly. We're studying our butts off. We're doing more meeting time. We're doing, you know, all the things that maybe we were lacking beforehand. But, you know, for me personally, man, it's fun. When you're out there having fun, man, it shows. And right now we're having fun. Again, the defense played pretty well, and, you know, we're just trying to continue that.
Ontrell Roll gets his team-leading fourth interception, but Carl, the play was really made by Mathias Kiwanuka and the pressure he got on Tolzien, who then just lobbed it down the middle.
Yeah, yeah, got a piece of Tolzien's arm and then his jersey, and he just totally affected that throw.
So the Giants forced three turnovers, and that's where the final score would stay, 27-13 in favor of the Giants. They have now won four games in a row. Afterwards, a very happy Giants locker room.
Hey, guys, what's better than four straight?
Five straight!
There you go.
Cowboys.
Well done. That's right. In the division, the Cowboys coming
yes,
to town.
Yes, sir.
Great job, fellas. Outstanding second half. Way to play. Way to play and get the win and play the situation. Offense, defense, again, we're getting a little bit better. We need to step up and do it a little bit better than we're doing. Let's keep improving and working hard, and then let's keep the dream alive, huh? Let's get a team now. Let's get a team. One, two, three.
Team!
I have it.
Well, great job done by the Giants. And, Carl, it really does start with this defense. They hold Lacy to 27 yards on 14 carries. And if you think about between Eddie Lacy, Rashad Jennings, Shady McCoy twice of the Eagles, Matt Forte, Adrian Peterson, and Jamal Charles, they're averaging less than 3 yards a carry against those kind of running backs.
Well, that means they made a commitment to each other and to being a better defense, and it's definitely paying dividends.
Yeah, so now it's on to the Dallas Cowboys, and the Giants going to take on a Cowboy team coming off the bye. These games are always pretty interesting, and a lot of going up and down the field.
Yeah, it could be very interesting. The Giants, this will be their biggest challenge. No matter what the injuries are on the Dallas Cowboys, they tend to find a way to make it exciting.
All right, good stuff, Carl. We'll do it again next week. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG.
Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.